Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, school's starting. School athletic season's starting as well. A lot to talk about with Glenn Lungarini from CIAC. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Great to be on with you again.
Hey, you spent a lot of time in your career in the Valley, right?
I did. Grew up in Oxford, and parents still live there, so I spent a lot of time there.
How'd they do in the storm? Everything okay?
They had an interesting experience. They were stuck on 67 in their car for about 5 hours, but everybody's safe, so the Oxford Fire Department did an outstanding job in assisting them.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a lot of tough stories coming. I mean, you spent years and years working in that area too. I just wanted to see if everyone was okay. I'm glad your folks are good. Are you ready for the fall? Anything new? Like, what's on your mind? Like, if I said, what's on your mind? Like, what's important to you right now?
Yeah, you know, we're off to a great start. We're coming off of our first season of Odyssey's and coaching in a long time. So we've already seen that pay some dividends with the storms that we had. We had a few schools lose a day or two of practice due to the road repairs that needed to take place in those towns. But, coming off of doing the out-of-season work where they've been doing some skill work and conditioning since June, they really haven't missed a step. So that was, one positive that came out of that new opportunity for kids, which was good to see. So we're off to a great start. Brian, we haven't heard, any setbacks with anybody, and looking forward to a great fall.
Yeah. With football, have you guys talked about the guardian caps and stuff for football players?
We have, and I'm sure it's going to, it's going to come up again. As you know, we've had in the past week nationally, two fatalities, quarterback from Alabama, I believe, and a middle school football player from West Virginia who passed away this week too, as a result of head injury, and they're one in practice, one in a football game. The the guardian caps, we've permitted them since they were came about. So there's no prohibition of them in Connecticut. We don't require them, and it's a choice of the
kids. Could wear them in games too. They could wear them in games, or is it
absolutely?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've had kids wear them in games. So if they choose to, they can. One of the key pieces of that is making sure that it matches up with what the manufacturer of your helmet is permitting, so that it doesn't void any warranties. But we have kids. All helmets and shoulder pads are reconditioned every year. They're certified by the manufacturers that they're safe for competition. If they're not, they're discarded. So, we in Connecticut, I know they go above and beyond.
Yeah, just for people who don't know, the guardian cap is an extra layer of protection on top of the helmet. They've experimented with it in some preseason games in the NFL. A couple of players have, and a lot of players practice with it in the NFL. And I think it reduces concussion risk by like a third. We're talking with Glenn Lungarini with CIAC. The main reason I want to talk to you, Glenn, is we were reading in an editorial meeting a story about a national referee shortage, and I'm just curious what the status is in Connecticut, because there are so many between varsity and JV, between soccer and football and everything going on. There's obviously a huge need in every state in the union, including Connecticut, for high school referees.
Yeah, we've been fortunate in Connecticut, in the past year or so, as we've been rebounding from the time off in COVID, of our officials numbers and some of our major sports rebounding pretty well. We're seeing numbers grow in football and basketball and soccer. It's our specialty sport areas that are really challenging. For example, I think we only have about a dozen or so gymnastics officials in the state right now. track and field, wrestling, you know, some of these sports that are highly specialized in officiating and scoring is where we're seeing significant shortage here in Connecticut. But we're doing well in our team
sports
officials. Yes.
Yeah, but with those other niche sports, do you end up having to cancel or you just have to consolidate? Like, how does it work when you don't have enough? Like, gymnastics, I don't even know how big the sport is necessarily at the high school level, but, like, wrestling, there's a lot of wrestling programs.
There are, and, you know, so what we look at and our schools do a great job of collaborating with each other. You know, they'll look to see how many weekend tournaments, you know, we have going on. So they'll space those out to make sure we have enough coverage. Some leagues may wrestle on Tuesdays, others on Wednesdays, others on Thursdays. So, you know, we're trying to accommodate in spreading out the time so officials can get there. The challenge becomes with these being winter sports, if there's a snow out, and then trying to reschedule those is where the biggest challenge is. But so far, we've been able to do this without any significant conflict. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it's something that takes a lot of planning and collaboration amongst the schools.
Why do you think Connecticut's doing well when other states aren't?
You know, I think that some of the programs that we've put in place have assisted. We're within CIAC. We have a program called the Class Act program that our schools, it's student-led, runs by our schools. There's a set of standards that the students themselves have come up with and our sportsmanship committee about how athletes, coaches, and parents should be acting at games. Right now, I think we only have about 20 schools in Connecticut that are not part of this program. It's a voluntary to be part of that. That's made a difference. The steps that our CIAC Board of Control has taken as well, if a coach is ejected from a game, it's a 2-game penalty. So, you know, we're trying to set that example right from the start. And the coaches that have pushed back a little bit, you know, it's pretty simple. Don't act in a manner that you're getting kicked out of the game. This is education-based athletics, and you should be able to control yourself.
Glenn Lungarini with CIAC joining us here. We got about a minute. What's the status with Thanksgiving and playoff football?
Status quo. It has never been a discussion to eliminate Thanksgiving football. So, you know, that was something that came up, and yes, people were discussing potential things, but was never proposed to CIAC to eliminate Thanksgiving football, and honestly, it was something that we were never talking about. I know there was legislation, but I think it falls into, you know, just a piece of unnecessary legislation that was put out there.
I think the concern is where the playoffs are situated, because you don't want kids to get rested for playoff games if they're, then it dilutes the rivalry, right?
Right. I mean, we would love to have a little bit more time in between games, playoff games, if we could. But, you know, in the tradition of Thanksgiving football in Connecticut is something that is very strong. So as long as that interest is there, we're not going to move it. But that does lock us into the playoff structure
right.
that we have.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, Glenn, it's good to catch up. Good luck with the fall. It sounds like things are in good shape, and that's great to hear.
Appreciate you, Brian. Thanks for the time. We'll talk soon.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.